So Arjuna is saying at the end of the Gita that I am free from moha, but then when Abhimanyu is killed, at that time he takes a vow that I'll kill Jayadrath before sunset. That anger and that lamentation, isn't that moha? Has he gone into moha? Yes and no. I would say that being spiritual doesn't mean repressing all human emotions. It means reaching beyond those human emotions. We can't repress our emotions. So if somebody's son has died, that's painful. There'll be some anger, there'll be some distress, and if one speaks or does something in a surge of emotion at that time, that should not be seen as a contamination in one's devotion. One should just see that as a circumstantial stimulus that has come up. If, say, I'll start from some trivial things. Somebody says, we have some prasad, and something very salty, I can't eat it. See, that is prasad, it is Krishna, why are you looking at the mundane way? Well, it is prasad, it is spiritual, but that doesn't mean that there is no material aspect with it. It's too salty, we can't take it. So if the prasad is, see, I may say it's only prasad is Krishna. Yes, but if I overeat prasad, still I'm going to have problems, isn't it? Taking prasad is serving Krishna, but that is not the only way to serve Krishna. There are other ways also. So my point here is that when we see some things which are transcendental, there is a material effect also associated with the manifestation of the transcendental in the material. So we can't reject that. So when we are interacting in the world, when certain bad things happen, naturally human emotions will be there. Draupadi, when she is dishonored, actually she calls out to Krishna. Sometimes in movies or when I see Krishna coming, but actually nobody sees Krishna coming. All that happens is that her sari is inexhaustible. And the assembled people attributed to her chastity, that because of her chastity she was protected. But whatever it is, afterwards, when they are in the forest, Krishna comes to meet them. Krishna and Balram come to meet them. And then Draupadi saw that Krishna, she says, you know, why didn't you come at that time? I needed you. Krishna doesn't say, I am God, have faith in my perfect plan. What does Krishna say? He says, I didn't know. Krishna says that I was fighting with this demon Shalva who had attacked Dwarka, and because of that I was caught over there. As soon as I came to know what happened, immediately I have come here. So Krishna acknowledges proper emotions, and he doesn't try to suppress them or, you know, make them into a faith issue. This is very understanding. The point I'm making here is that there are circumstantial emotions and there are core intentions. So when I say, hey, this prasad is too salty, my core intention is not to disrespect Krishna in the form of prasad. But it's a circumstantial emotion that this food will not work. So similarly, when say a son has passed away, at that time a circumstantial emotion may come. And Krishna is with Abhimanyu. Krishna doesn't tell Abhimanyu, sorry, Krishna is with Arjuna. Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, hey, have you forgotten Bhagavad Gita now? Remember Bhagavad Gita. No. Krishna is very understanding. There is a time for instruction and there is a time for commiseration. Commiseration means just being there with people. Just being understanding, being caring. It's not that every situation we have to speak philosophy. Sometimes just being present as a human being for being people, that's fine. That's what is required. So Krishna understands, and eventually Arjuna's core intention comes back. Arjuna keeps serving Krishna. So circumstantial emotions, even if they sometimes seem to be non-devotional or anti-devotional, should not be taken as a contamination if the core intention for serving Krishna is there, is there overall. So that way we understand this this apparent moha into which Arjuna goes at that time. Okay?
Same instant.